This is WITF. Reading's Riverfront Park serves as one of the city's largest recreational green spaces. But complaints about loud music, littering, and drag racing prompted elected leaders to limit accessibility to it. WITF's Gabriela Martinez reports some neighbors would like to see the city take better advantage of the land.
When it's windy but still warm enough to be outside, Gloria Garcia flies her kite in the park. It's something she's done since she was a child.
Cuando hace viento así brisa, yo la aprovecho. Me siento en Puerto Rico.
It makes her feel like she's back in Puerto Rico, where her uncle used to make paper kites. Garcia has lived in Reading for 2 decades. Riverfront Park has always been a place for her to relax and get some exercise. She says that during the summer, she would set up a small grill to cook or bring food for a picnic, but she doesn't do that much anymore. The park is a roughly 7-acre stretch south of Reading Area Community College along Riverfront Drive. It's at the edge of the city, tucked behind dilapidated industrial buildings. About a year and a half ago, the city turned Riverfront Drive into a no-parking zone. The move limited access to a park that can't easily be reached on foot. Garcia says that when she walks her dog in the park, she only has a few minutes because she might get a ticket. She says she has to keep a lookout. Usually, police will let her stay while she's walking her dog. But if there's more people, they'll stop and tell everyone to leave. Loud car gatherings and noise complaints, many across from the river in West Reading, are what prompted Reading City Council to crack down.
But overwhelming noise that could be heard for blocks. Terrible civility in terms of no respect for the natural environment. Trash thrown everywhere, dirty diapers, cases of beer.
Donna Reed is president of Reading's City Council.
So we reluctantly, and we took no joy in this, made those no parking areas to try to alleviate some of the crowding, the overcrowding.
The overcrowding got attention during the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020, when restaurants and other indoor hangouts were shut down. Riverfront Park became the go-to place for outdoor recreation, an escape valve to get out and about. Reed says she doesn't think the current approach is a permanent solution, but banning parking was the best option at the time.
It doesn't mean it can't be revoked, it can't be changed, but not only just for the, you know, for public safety, that was a paramount thing, but there's also businesses down there, you know, that are trying to conduct business.
Council member Wesley Butler views the issue differently. He says he thinks the city should be finding ways to use the park's popularity to bring in revenue.
I do want to, you know, revitalize that park and either, you know, add some parking or take away no parking zones and then just charge for regular parking. Doesn't have to be too expensive. You want people to use the river or you want to have other activities there. You want to add something to the actual park like a basketball court or, you know, a volleyball court with some sand.
Butler says he doesn't have high hopes for the idea.
The mayor has said he thinks it's a project that we may not be able to handle. Majority of council members who they disagree with the idea and think we need to have more enforcement.
Any plan to monetize Reading Riverfront Park would have to involve the city's redevelopment authority, which is the entity that owns the land. Thomas McMahon is a former mayor and currently a member of the authority's board of directors. He says the priority now is making sure the riverfront is safe for use and any future development plans are practical.
We do want to be sure that whatever we do down there is going to be safe. So that's a major concern. And right now, there's no formal way to really regulate that and monitor it.
He says he's not interested in creating any unfair financial barriers for families.
I'm for one that I really like to have parks that are available to everybody without paying for it. And I think along the river, unfortunately, there's not a lot of parking except along the Riverfront Drive.
A group of nonprofits has been organizing community events in the city to highlight Schuylkill River's recreational value while educating the community on ways to take care of the park. Schuylkill River Greenways is one of them. Executive Director Elaine Schaefer says her group's focus is on developing the Schuylkill River Trail.
Reading has a lot on its plate. and a lot of issues that they're dealing with right now. I do believe that they are receptive and hopeful that someday that that can be an asset and an economic asset down there.
The organization is using a grant to complete a section that runs through the city. Schaefer says the effort could help attract more people to use the park.
So the number one most successful way to have an area be safe and welcoming is to have it have a lot of people there. Have a lot of people use it, have a lot of people come through.
At the same time, she adds, it could motivate neighbors to become caretakers of the area.
That is the most effective way, you know, not policing, not, you know, enforcing regulations. Communities will police themselves for an asset that's well-loved.
As Redding tries to map out a path forward, a much bigger city started implementing an educational approach to its riverfront green space to be effective. The James River Park in Richmond, Virginia, has an Urban Rangers program. Michael Burton is the senior superintendent for Richmond's Parks and Recreation Department. He says unarmed guards patrol and engage with people who violate the park's rules.
But we're definitely coming at it from more of like a kind of an outreach, interpretation, educational aspect, as opposed to like a law enforcement. More, you know, they have the ability to enforce infractions, but they, you know, they know when to call the police and when not to call the police.
The city saw a need for this approach due to the large numbers of people who use the park, and they needed guards who know their way around the trails. Burton says a conscious choice was made to be a little more welcoming.
If we can curb someone's behavior and get them to do, you know, what we would rather see them do without having to play that role and be punitive. I just think that we just kind of landed on that. That just felt like the more effective way to go.
He says the program has had a positive impact in the community. Their most recent reports show that most interaction between the rangers and park visitors led to positive behavioral change. So far, two rangers are on staff, but the hope is to double the force by next year. As the conversations swirl on the future of Redding's Riverfront Park, Gloria Garcia is getting her exercise and flying her kite by the river. She has some simple suggestions for improving it.
Y me gustaría que hubiera por lo menos par de zafacones para que la gente sí lo utiliza.
It starts by picking up the trash and stopping so much littering.
Un poquito más de entretenimiento, unos columpios, algo para los niños.
Gloria says it needs more trash cans and more playground equipment for children, like swings.
Y tener acceso al parking.
And access to parking. Gabriela Martinez, WITF News, Redding.